There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Home of the Contact Series. Home of the GC3 Series. Home of the Scorpion Line. Go check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Today's guest, I lean on him a lot. He's like my kickstand in a lot of cases. And we sometimes we laugh and sometimes we furrow our brow with some of the stuff we discuss. But he came out the other day. He got out there out front, way out front of everybody else, and he made a supposition and a presumption that a lot of people have picked up that is very intriguing to consider pressing this point, and I think it would be quite the thing to do. I think this is the way we need to go, just because, hey, they're the ones that laid it out there for us. But my guest from BearingArms.com is, again, Bob Owens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Freddy.
Now, you got out there, and you made the somewhat audacious presumption that because gay marriage has become a new right, that those of us that are out there that have a concealed carry permit, since the new right has to be recognized by everybody else, if somebody issues a set of credentials saying you're married in certain states, that everybody has to recognize it now, that our concealed carry permit should now have to be recognized in all 49 other states in which we might go check it out.
And see, this did not strike me as that big of a leap at all. I'm considering going on a trip in early August to go visit friends in New York.
Oh, my.
Where I will have to drive from my home in North Carolina up to the anti-gun states of Maryland, New Jersey, and New York, where my permit is not recognized. Like the case that was before us with Obergefell here, the gay rights case, gay rights were recognized to get married in 36 states. My North Carolina concealed carry permit is recognized with reciprocity in 36 states. It seemed a logical leap to me that if they were going to incorporate the just cause or the due process clause of the 14th Amendment for one, that it would have to apply to the other. We're just talking about two different kinds of permits issued by states. If they're saying that one kind of state-sanctioned permit must be applied equally across the country because 36 states had agreed upon it, then it seemed perfectly logical to me that they must recognize another kind of permit that was recognized across the same number of states. That simple.
Do you think this is going to see? One of the things that I'm wondering about this whole gay marriage thing. One, I don't care. I don't care about that part of it. The part that alarms me is that nine people decided they were going to, you know, and it was five of them. Mm-hmm. Five of the nine decided they were going to enumerate a new right, and they did it without batting an eyelash, with a straight face, thinking this is the way it should be.
Yes,
that part alarms me.
From the bench. They did. They gave up their responsibility as the top layer of the judiciary and crafted for themselves the ability to write law from the bench, which should be terrifying to every American, whether you're in support of gay marriage or not.
This reminds me of Colorado. You remember when the Colorado senator said, just no, don't listen to your constituents. Let's just go get this thing done.
Mm-hmm. And I have numerous gay friends. I have for years. My best friend in college was gay. If they want to have a civil union to get all the same rights that married couples do, and they want to call it a marriage, that doesn't upset me too much. As a Christian, I still consider marriage to be a covenant between a man, a woman, and God. But I can understand their desire as Americans to have equal protection under the law. But the court did not decide this case properly. They decided they wanted a conclusion that agreed with their beliefs, and instead of going with the facts of the case, they crafted a new law from the bench, which is offensive, should be offensive to every American. Not necessarily the outcome, but how they arrived at it. Gays, straights, if you're amphibious, whatever. this should annoy you, the way that they came to it, and alarm you greatly that the court arrived at the decision they did by the way that they did. And Scalia, ripped him up pretty good in his dissent. We are no longer a nation of laws now. We're a nation where five people have decided that they are five unelected people, mind you, have decided that they have the ultimate right to overrule everybody and to write law for the bench. We are now a tyranny of five.
Well, and the thing that bothers me most is if everything is okay and everything should be permitted, how do we have any sort of a national identity? If there is nothing out there that separates us from anybody else for the most part, and we just everything goes, how does America continue on?
And, we have long championed the belief and lived by the belief that we are a nation of laws, not a nation of men. And what this Kennedy Court, and I'm not going to call it Roberts Court anymore because he's obviously stepped out to lunch. what the Kennedy Court has done is they have turned that upside down. We are no longer a nation of laws. We are a nation of whims. Whatever five people now decide, whatever their given view is on a given day, is now the law of the land. We do not know from one day to the next, depending on their whims, what the laws of this nation are. We are now a broken nation because of this decision and the way they arrived at this decision. And yet the Supreme Court has in many ways invalidated itself, and in so doing, undermined our very system of government, which requires, a equal powers between the executive branch, the judiciary, and the legislative branch. And now we have a lawless president. It was the Supreme Court's job to rein him in when he would not do his job. Instead of doing that, they're now running off and writing their own laws. Congress has not been doing their job for years either, and so we have an utterly dysfunctional and failed federal government. And so the next question we have is not when are we going to do, well, it is both when and how are we going to do something about our failed federal government, because it has clearly exceeded its constitutional mandate now. What do we do about this? Is there a legal remedy? I don't think there is.
Hang on.
I hope so.
Well, I don't think there is. Anyway, before we go to break, tell everybody how to find what you do.
Absolutely. You can hop on over on your nearest web browser or smartphone to bearingarms.com. You can find me on Twitter at Bob_Owens. And also on Twitter at Bearing Arms Tom.
Bob Owens, my guest. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. These things are indestructible. And I think it's because of that that they get the lifetime warranty. They've had to use it a couple of times. Not a whole lot. Lifetime warranty. Modularity beyond belief. It's completely indescribable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And now we can make the announcement because it's sort of come out in the open now that Bob and I believe that the country is unredeemable. Bob Owens and I now have controlling interest in the company that makes Spam, and we're being supplied for the coming Armageddon.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. You know, in Britain, that is considered a delicacy. Spam! Anyway, my guest from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Now, in your write-up, right, you look at one paragraph they've got there, parentheses B, the 14th Amendment requires a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex. Then below that, I guess subset 1, the fundamental liberties protected by the 14th Amendment's due process clause extend to certain personal choices central to individual dignity and autonomy, including intimate choices defining personal identity and beliefs. Would you think that the 14th Amendment applies to the second?
I believe that is an intimate choice to carry a firearm for your self-defense. I don't think that there could be a more intimate defense than defending your life and the lives of others. And
talk about autonomy.
Yeah, exactly. The purpose of the Second Amendment was never about duck hunting, folks.
Nope.
The purpose of the Second Amendment was to make sure that the citizenry retained arms of contemporary military use to prevent our government from becoming a tyranny like the one the Founding Fathers had just overthrown. Well, not overthrown, but had rebelled against and successfully won a revolution against. So, yeah, I mean, I think we have an incredibly strong case under the 14th Amendment that it does do exactly what we're alleging here, that gun laws on the local and state level at least should be tossed as a result of the way the Supreme Court has decided to judge this gay marriage case.
Now, has in the past, just because I'm not one of these people that knows all this stuff, in the past, did the Supreme Court ever get out there and say all states have to recognize driver's licenses? Or was that just something everybody said, you know, this is probably pretty stupid to require one from each state. Let's just say if they get qualified, they work.
To the best of my knowledge, that was something that it did not take the Supreme Court to figure out.
What about marriage licenses, traditional marriage licenses?
Once again, that was something that actually that originally came about, as I understand it, to deny interracial couples the ability to marry.
More Jim Crow.
more Jim Crow, more Democrats in action.
Yeah. So now that we have this actually spelled out, because could that possibly be the reason that the 14th Amendment up to this point was never applied to concealed carry permits, because it's never been spelled out, and now we have like this golden opportunity to actually jump on something that they think was like a liberal windfall and turn this into a liberal nightmare? I mean, who's going to press this? Who would you think? Alan Gura, 2AF, what?
That is certainly something we can hope for. We do know that we had an amicus brief submitted for this very case. Mark Greendorfer, who is a lawyer at Tri-Valley Law, it submitted a brief to the court, and I have a second post up at Bearing Arms I just put up yesterday morning, linking, or I've actually embedded page 16 from his amicus brief that says the most obvious example is the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. One day the court will have to explain how sweeping restrictions on every aspect of firearms ownership and use can be upheld, yet traditional and longstanding regulations on marriage cannot be tolerated in any form or jurisdiction.
Does this decision they've made here with the 14th Amendment for gay marriage, does this not completely invalidate their claim that the San Francisco case that they declined to hear needs to be heard?
I'm not as familiar with that case as I should be. You're talking about the one where they...
Where you got to have it locked up or basically disabled. If you're not carrying... In San Francisco, you can't have hollow point rounds, and if you have a gun, unless you're carrying it on your person, which I don't even know if that's legal in San Francisco, in your house, it's got to be locked up, and it's got to have a trigger lock on it, which is basically disabled.
Right.
So...
You would think that if this is incorporated intelligently and consistently, then they would have to knock all this stuff down. They have to knock down pretty much every gun law on the state and local level. And I'd be curious to see if it would knock out the National Firearms Act, the Gun Control Act, the Firearm Owners Protection Act, the Law Enforcement Act. LEOPA, Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act, and all other federal legislation. But let's be honest here. We're dealing with an activist court. They could not have arrived at their decision if they'd used the 14th Amendment correctly in the first place. All we're doing here, and I'm going to be very upfront about this, is doing a little bit of legislative judo. If they're going to sit here and legislate from the bench, let's force them to live up to their own standards. If they're going to incorporate the 14th Amendment to justify gay marriage and legislate from the bench, let's hold them accountable for their decisions and force them to be consistent with the way they rule. Do I think they'll do that? No.
Well, I guess it really depends on who decides to press this. I mean, should we be looking at the 19 or so state attorneys general that are trying to get New Jersey to stop locking up people for driving through the state with guns, to get them to get in there and throw a suit out against these guys? Should we be looking at 2AF? Should we be calling Mike Hammonds at Gun Owners of America, who's their lawyer in the residency, and get him to sue them? I mean, it simply makes sense to me, because they have, you know, we got Heller, we got McDonald. Okay, that's supposed to be settled law, just like Roe versus Wade, just like this law, just like this gay marriage law, just like Obamacare now. All of these things are supposed to be settled law if it comes from the Supreme Court, which I think that was a mistake. You know what? I'm about to get sputtering and everything, and we're about to go into a break. So one more time, if you would, as I settle down, would you please tell people how to find you and what you do?
Absolutely. I am the editor and chief bottle washer at BearingArms.com. You can find me on the web there. You can also find me on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that's 2ND Amendment Supporters on Facebook.
My guest, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. The OSH, the XST, the SOC, these are all holster types. And you have to go to tacticalholsters.com to find out what they are. Check them out. Got a fly in the studio right now. There may be some gunplay because if I spray in here, then my voice may degrade. And we can't have that. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Good morning, sir. Here's my question to you. Now, we talk about how nice it would be to bring the country back from the abyss, the edge of the abyss, peacefully. There's just no way that's going to happen, though, is there?
There's always the hope that the people will wake up and realize what sort of trouble the federal government is putting us in, and how the federal government is infringing and has usurped their constitutional rights, and that there will be peaceable assembly to reassert their rights, and that we will not have to take any more drastic measures. That is always the hope. At the same time, the founders ensured that we have the Lockean right of rebellion as part of our Constitution. That is what the Second Amendment was established to preserve, was the right of rebellion and revolution against a corrupt and tyrannical government. And frankly, I think that they would be very, very happy and impressed that we've made it as long as we have without having a revolt. You know, you look at France, which had a rebellion at the same time we did, roughly. They've gone gone through five constitutions. They're on their fifth constitution since the 1780s.
Right.
And we have one of the longest running constitutions in the world and one of the strongest constitutions in the world. What we unfortunately have sitting on top of that is a layer of bureaucracy and unconstitutional laws passed by corrupt legislators and presided over by a corrupt judiciary and a crooked executive branch. And we're going to, at some point, have to find a way to rein them in and scale that back and hopefully reassert these same constitutional rights that have served us so well since the late 1700s.
Well, here's the thing about some of these decisions that are coming down and some of the reactions I'm seeing to them, especially on the side that you would say, quote unquote, won. They're quite, while they don't back it up, there's nothing physical to back up any of these things that some of these people are saying, but the mindset is there. I mean, I looked at some of the stuff spewing from Gawker about this one Supreme Court decision. And I look at them, and I look at them, and I, you know, I see people that they get offended if you just say, you know, I don't really believe what you believe.
Gawker is an interesting case of what I think is probably best described as gay fascism. They have the belief in a very militant form of gay rights that many of my gay friends find very offensive. You know, most people simply want to be respected for who they are and accepted for who they are. And the people at Gawker with this sort of mentality, which is very common across many people on the left and unfortunately some people on the right, they have this belief that you must not only accept who I am, you must bow down to what I say you must bow down to, and you must identify me as your superior. And that's sort of what Gawker's mindset is. And that is a mindset extremely common on the left, especially the ascendant left of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And
the same ones that are gun grabbers.
Exactly. These are people that want to force you under the threat of government guns, basically, the threat of government power, that you accept their views or else.
Well, see,
and as you said, this is the reason they are also so strongly against the Second Amendment and why they're doing so much to undermine it is they want all the power taken away from the citizenry so they can ram things that they desire down your throat without you having any recourse, including that constitutional right of rebellion, to stand up against their tyranny.
Yeah, well, see, here's the problem with that. And you and I both know this is the way it is. We know, I have a pretty good idea of what the numbers are. And like you said, I don't think that most gay, I mean, I served with gay people and when I was in the military. Now, they didn't run around and tell me that they were gay and tell me that I had to observe gay practices and respect them. And as a matter of fact, they were better than me because they were gay, because that would have been suicidal. It is suicidal today. Getting out there and demanding it not be suicidal does not make it so. That's the issue. And one of the reasons that I don't think that there's a peaceful way for the nation to pull itself back is because too many people are apathetic and don't want to get involved in anything because, I don't really have a dog in that fight. You know, I just want to, I pay my taxes. I want the government to stay out of my life. But the government's getting in your life the whole time they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, I just sit around and look at all the players involved and I see the same guys that are gun grabbers and everything else. And they tried to, and I want you to address this too. You're sort of connected to them in degrees. They try to label those of us that might be somebody that would digress with their point of view with some sort of hate label, like the Southern Poverty Law Center did the other day with Appleseed.
Absolutely. That was a fun smear. For those of
we got,
you
now, don't get too deep into it because we got about an hour. We got about a minute and 15 seconds for the next break. But, I mean, when you look at that, their whole divide and conquer thing, do you think, is the country beginning to wake up? Is this why, on the one hand, we see these guys loud and proud, but we know their numbers are minuscule.
Well,
and then we see these. Yeah.
Well, yeah, what you're going to see is they've gotten cocky.
Yeah.
And they are now at the point where they're trying to push for too much, too fast across too many fronts. And they're waking up too many folks that otherwise might be apathetic. And history is replete with folks that have tried to seize power before the moment was right, who ended up at the gallows. And this may be what's going on right now, right before our very eyes.
Hey, one can only hope, right? Anyway, coming up on the next break, one more time, tell everybody where they find what Bob Owens does.
Absolutely. I am the editor of BearingArms.com, which you can find on ye old internet. You can find our Facebook page, which is Second Amendment Supporters or 2ND Supporters. And you can find me on Twitter at Bob_Owens. And the official Bearing Arms page on Twitter at BearingArms.com. Check us out.
We're around until ITAR rolls into town, and then we'll be otherwise occupied. But we'll be back.
Absolutely.
We'll just take a miniature hiatus for a moment. Anyway. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Home of the Scorpion line, home of the new Contact series. The Contact series is going to be, as soon as that becomes more widespread, this is going to be a game changer for GECO. They're going to have to hire some new people. Bob Owens and I are going to go apply because we really want to get into the gun industry, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I've been drooling. Yeah, I'm sitting here wearing a GECO SOC right now.
Right.
Really? Absolutely.
In North Carolina, can you carry in the open? Is that why you're carrying the SOC?
Well, actually, mine is semi-custom.
Oh, okay. That means you got a light on yours, and you didn't want the retention bar, right?
Well, no. What I've got mine rigged is a very, very nicely made one for me that has one of the nice little Haley-like IWB clips, but I can also put my OWB backer on it or a paddle on it and then carry it when I go to shooting school. But I primarily carry it, appendix carry or behind the hip, and it works very good there. But yeah, talking about that Contact series, I want me one.
I've got one coming. But apparently I've got the traveler's bag coming, the one that comes.
That's the one that I want.
Yeah. Anyway. We can do this all hour. Let's instead talk about my guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. And recently, one of those left-leaning groups, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Dees and his assorted band of idiots, who points out people for certain phobes to go and kill, they decided to, which this is not the idea. This is not the ideal group of guys to point out and maybe get some of the phobes to go try to kill them. He pointed out Appleseed as a hate group.
Which just goes to show he has no idea what Appleseed is about. And just full disclosure for your listeners, I am an Appleseed instructor. I put in a year of my life to go through their IIT program, which is instructor in training. I've learned everything I know about the program at the home range of Appleseed in Ramsour, North Carolina, from the guys who created the program that is now extended to all 50 states. And so, yeah, I was a little irritated when I saw these guys try to describe Appleseed as an assault rifle militia training organization when basically nothing they claim is true. You know, Appleseed is a civics group that suckers you in to learn about how your country is run and to learn about your history by very inexpensive basic rifle marksmanship training.
Most of the guns you might see there might come from the CMP program too, right?
Absolutely. The guns that we typically see on the firing line, because our range is at 25 yards on most of our events, so we can hit a wider number of ranges, need to pull them on pistol ranges. And you typically see what we call Liberty training rifles, which are Marlin 795s and Ruger 1022s that are specced out with open sights, usually from TechSight or a similar company, so that you get a sight picture like you would get on any of the M1, M14, or M16 series of aperture sights. And that's what we use, is 22 rifles. Among the instructors, many of which do shoot CMP events, the Garand is incredibly popular. We also have other instructors who shoot CMP events with National Match M14s and AR-15s. But we are not an assault rifle militia training organization trying to overthrow the government as this merry band of morons at the Southern Poverty Aid Center has been trying to claim.
Well, what I want to see is, well, no, I don't want to see this. That's a horrible thing to say. But, I mean, we saw this with that Family Values organization, the SPLC labeled them a hate group, and then somebody showed up and tried to shoot them up. That wouldn't work out very well at an Appleseed event, would it? Because some of those, most of these old salty instructors, when I look at self-defense shootings, and I look at the trends out there, if you look at the elderly, you break into their house or you try to mug them and they have a firearm on them, they'll just kill you. They won't think twice about it. They're not, and they don't need therapy afterwards. And they're going to sit back and say, oh, the trauma of taking a human life. They're going to be like, I was just not bothering him. And he started bothering me, so I stopped. I bothered him more. Salty instructors are not going to take that kind of stuff and just say, well, okay. They'll deal with it.
Well, neither are the students. I mean, you're sitting here basically saying you're going to attack a firing line of 25 to 50 students, all who have rifles at close range and hundreds of rounds of ammunition at their disposal and fresh marksmanship training in their heads. This would not go well.
No, it would not. Just makes you wonder, though. It makes you wonder. And, all of these guys, the absolute venomous gay people that came out of Gawker and all these other people claiming, I saw one newspaper that's not even going to allow op-eds anymore against gay rights or against gay marriage. All of these people that are out there spewing all this venom rely on us being civil people, don't they?
They do. And it's, you'll notice that they're happy to attack Christians because Christians turn the other cheek or try to. You don't see them pushing real hard to have Muslims accept them because they have a certain reputation for rather explosive counter views.
Well, there's very few chances that a Christian is going to try to cut your head off if you offend them.
Indeed.
See, I sort of wish I could. I just like would like to have one fragmentation grenade, just on the off chance that any group of Muslims might roll up on me and get out and intend to take me and make a video with the short haircut, because I have no hair to cut. So I could just drop that grenade at my own feet and start giggling. Well, I'd start gut laughing, but I'd be giggling. I don't know what I'd do, but that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be clear.
Indeed.
Let me be clear about that. But they really do presume quite a great deal of things when they get out there and start attacking us and labeling us this and telling us take that and you guys are this and you guys are that. They're presuming a high degree of civility coming from us, aren't they?
Yes.
Do you think that, aren't there some of them that actually believe that we are bloodthirsty, crazed savages that just can't wait to shoot somebody? I mean, shouldn't we be making somebody a little nervous?
Well, the thing is that they like to talk that game, and they sort of convince themselves a little bit of that so that they have a straw man to attack. But if they really believed that we were as dangerous as they say we are, and that we're as bloodthirsty as they keep claiming we are, they wouldn't dare push back against 100 million people with 300 million guns and God knows how many billions of rounds of ammunition.
Now, do you really believe there's only 300 million guns in the United States? I mean, Obama's had over 100 million background checks himself.
Well,
I think it's closer to 400 million now.
It may be. You know, I'm going on the most commonly accepted number that, you know, the industry puts out. Is, you know, somewhere between 300 and 320 million guns is what I've heard. With 100 million gun owners, there's more people owning firearms now than any point in American history, and that number goes up daily. It would be really, really foolish for folks to overstep and think that something as tiny as our military and law enforcement with less than 3 million total and dropping every day thanks to cutbacks is going to be able to stand against 100 million folks in an unconventional war. Considering the Iraq war, as long and as bloody as that war, we never fought more than 10,000 guys at once. And they're going to take on 100 million? I don't see it happen.
Me either. Before we run out of time, one last time, tell everybody where to find Bob Owens.
Absolutely. We are at BearingArms.com. We are on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that's 2ND Supporters. And at BearingArms.com on Twitter.
Thank you for joining me, sir. We will do it again soon.
Absolutely, my friend. Take care.
All right. Folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.